What a good start.
Oh my god.
Oh my goodness.
This is gonna be fun.
Sweet.
Nice. I love sourdough bread.
It's good.
It is good.
It rises to the occasion.
Oh man.
Talk about sourdough for
15
minutes.
We could.
Sourdough is good.
Ooh,
though.
Here's a way to probably start this one off. Not related. But as most of these start, they are mostly not related at the beginning. If you were in a group of people, like let's say a group 500 to 1,000 people, and you showed up to watch somebody give a presentation on something, a TED Talk or whatever, and it's supposed to be like 15 minutes long, roughly, 15 to 30 minutes. They don't show up. You're called on to give a presentation on any topic.
Dude, let's go. I'm in.
You can talk. Oh, well, yeah, but what's the topic you choose to talk about? Just immediately, you got 15 minutes. What are you going to talk about?
Shall we?
Oh.
Are we already going?
Yeah.
Is it recording?
I was just asking you, like, what's the topic you would talk about?
I like this, though.
Oh, you meant
I like where this is going. Let's jump in.
Go for it.
I'm curious to see what Steph says.
What I say?
Oh, Steph doesn't like public speaking, period.
Yeah, what's the topic you would say?
Well, first of all, I wouldn't do it. I would freeze and I'd probably start sweating and it's just not my thing.
True.
I hate getting up in front of people. Saying that, I was a teacher and I could talk for an hour about the phases of the moon.
There you go.
And child development. She knows so much about kids. It's impressive.
My kids know about the phase of the moon. I taught that for sixth grade. So, but
she teaches it very well. By the way, I've started to understand phases of the moon better because of it. So,
you should teach me
right now. Okay, have you ever seen the Karate Kid? No, yes. Even it or just
wax
the one,
on,
just the
wax off.
On, okay, yeah. Wax off part. Okay, so with your right hand, go wax on. Your left hand, wane off. So if it's on the right, if the moon is on the right side, it's waxing. And if it's on the left side, it's waning.
Right side is in like this?
Of the moon. Like, yeah. So like the white part of the moon.
Okay. Cool.
So wax on, wane off. So if the white part's on the left side, you're waning.
And if it's on this side, you're waxing.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
I still have to have her remind me occasionally, but it does help.
Wax. Do with your hands. Wax on, wane off. Wax on, lean off.
And for those of you that can't see us, which is everyone, as I've said before, but it's the opposite. Steph and Brandon are doing this at the same time, the Karate Kid style, like wax on, wax off type thing.
Moving our arms like crazy.
Oh, yes, Daniel-san.
Okay, what's the topic you would talk about, though? And we could just do these.
I need to simmer on that a little bit.
Maybe.
Because it's like, what would I talk about being tall?
I would think he'd pull some kind of leadership or, you know, one of these amazing like speeches he does at the end of every podcast out. He'd just like whip one out and you'd be amazed.
Hey, let's go.
There you go.
From my wife, I'll take it so I can seem humble.
Man, hey, that was a little treat for all of the listeners because Steph was not intended to be on this episode and here she is giving us a scoop.
The one thing that I would relate it to is obviously dad jokes. Like I would throw in something with that, but I would say something along the lines of how to have happiness in life.
Mm.
And I think the reason why, and we brought this up in a past podcast or future podcast, depending on what order they get put in, but the life we live, we only have one of them. Well, whether or not you believe that, fair enough.
Yeah.
But life is too short to be miserable. Why should we be miserable? I get that we go through hard times. Everyone does. I love when like, oh, I'm just so busy. You're an American if you're not busy. Everyone's busy. Everyone's going through hard times. Granted, some things may be harder than others. That's fair. Resistance is a good thing. Resistance means you're growing. Resistance means you think of the form of a muscle. If your muscle hurts as you're lifting weights, if you're getting that resistance, that's a sign that your muscle is growing. Without that resistance, you're not gaining muscle. Well, it's the same thing in life. Without that resistance, we're not growing as people. And I think it's an interesting day and age we live in when people are trying to find the easy way out. But there's no shortcut to the shortcut. Life is life, and we decide how to live it. I want to live a life of no regrets, and it's going to happen. Not because I'm perfect. Far from it. There was only one man that was perfect in this life. But what it does mean is I can take every day at a time, and I can be grateful for what I have, and I can look back and say, I've done everything I could. Great. That's all that matters. And so I'd want to talk on that because, because right, like I think we get so hung up in the simple things. Speaking for myself, right? I'm not perfect at this either.
Yeah.
But if we can just have those small like moments where we remember where we're at, where we've come from, and like what that like perspective of where we can go, man, that's what it's about. And I love meeting with people that have that same mindset, that have that growth mindset. And there are a lot of great books on it. One called Mindset by Carol Dweck. But there are a lot of different things that it's like your happiness is your choice. Mm. You see people that go through life changes, paralyzed, lose arms, lose legs.
Helen Keller.
Yeah.
Sorry. I
had to throw that back in there. That was awesome. No, right? But like people that have been through hardships, lost a loved one. And you could either deteriorate and become something worse than you are, or you can rise to the occasion and take it further than you ever could. And the people that have done that are the people that you remember. And wow. And I want to tie it back. Wow. So I would do that. Or the other thing I would talk about, I could go on. I've got a list. But the other thing I would talk about is a life of legacy and impact.
Mm. Have you ever seen The Fault in Our Stars?
The what?
The Fault in Our Stars.
Uh-uh.
It's a very sad movie. Like, you'll cry.
I think I've heard of it, though.
It's about cancer and stuff.
Oh, mate. No, I have seen it. Yeah. I have seen it. Super good movie, though.
So good. But I'm blanking on his name right now. I want to say Will. It's definitely not Will.
Gus.
Is it Gus?
Gus Waters.
Oh, yeah. Gustus Waters, for sure. Anyways, Gus, he's like obsessed with like how he'll be remembered. Anyways, that was all I was going to say with that. But you keep talking about it.
No, but I think that's big, right? Like, and maybe this ties back to being a guy. I don't know. But like, I don't care what people think of me. I'll be real. I could care less. I don't mean that to sound mean or judgy, but I don't care. But what I do care about is at the end of the life, what legacy did I leave for my family? And how did I impact them and those around me? Did I leave a positive impact? Was it a good legacy? When people hear the name Adam Taylor.
Taylor.
There's my legacy right there. When people say Adam Taylor, is it an eye roll or is it a smile? Is it a laugh or is it a cry? And I don't mean a good cry. Right? Like, what legacy or what impact did I leave on people?
Yeah.
And what legacy am I leaving for others for them to follow in? And I think it's a really interesting perspective too when you think of, okay, people have left legacies for us. Am I honoring their legacy? So.
Wow. Yeah, you would crush. I wish we were in a group of 500 to 1,000 and the speaker didn't show up.
Let's make it happen, man. Let's make it happen. What about you, man? I'm curious.
For sure could talk for over an hour if I needed to do it, for sure would. I could talk about John Bellion.
Ooh.
And his music. Yeah. And just him for easily that time, if not however long you would need. And yeah, I could go into some, I know his story better than probably anybody that isn't in his life, and that's just simply because of how much of a fan I am, but also because I like truly connected with the music, so I really wanted to understand everything that was behind it on his end as well as my own, because I know what it means to me, but I want to know what it means to him. So I know everything that I possibly could based on everything that's ever been related to him.
So the impact he had on your life.
Yeah. That he'll never know.
Time back to impact. Maybe. Oh, man.
You never know.
Hey, but call out to John Bellion. Let's have a meetup. No, but you've told me some things about him, and it's helped me appreciate his music more. Yeah. Plus, it's just great music, right? But I wonder, is part of that because like he relates to you, meaning like
yeah.
his story, like you're like, wow, like that, I get that.
Yeah.
Because XYZ has happened to me or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, there's definitely a ton of aspect of that. And also, as like one of the biggest compliments I've ever received in my entire life was recently. And I'll recommend anybody that isn't a fan of him or has never heard of him. He's got a performance. It happened on December 10th of 2020. So it was during COVID. Mm. He was one of the first to have like a virtual concert for his fans. Right. And so he got a group of musicians together, and it was roughly like 10, 15 musicians in a room. Cool. And they had done rehearsals and of his music and stuff and knew roughly what they were going to play, but they had a live chat and he took suggestions. And so whatever they picked, he was going to perform. And he basically conducts his own music in this concert, and it's on YouTube. You can go watch it. It's called Live from Cove City, John Bellion Live from Cove City. It's roughly an hour long, and he's basically conducting his own stuff, and like he'll go over to the strings and tell them what he is envisioning. He's like, hey, go la 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 da 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 da, or like whatever, and he like does the melody with his mouth, and then they play it immediately, and they're just these musicians feed off each other and know each other so well that they're just, and he's got somebody on the guitar, on the bass, and somebody on the piano, somebody on a trumpet, a French horn, a tuba, mm-hmm. saxophone. He's got all of these raw organic instruments. The drums is just like bongo drums, like and a guy on a synth, right? And he's sitting there singing, but also like telling them what to do, and like he's crafting his own songs that like a typical one would be 3 to 4 minutes long,
right?
And some of them, like the longest one's 13 minutes, and like wow. And that song in and of itself is one of his longer ones. It's like 5 minutes long, but it's 13 minutes in this version because of the way that he's doing it, the way he's conducting it, and it's beautiful. It's just like, it's amazing. But the reason I bring this up is, one, go watch it.
Yeah.
But two, one of the best compliments I've ever received, and this is I think why I connect so much with him, is because I see a lot of me in him, if mm-hmm. that makes sense, or like aspects of like, hey, that is like where I dream of being in senses, right? And obviously like who I hope to be is me, like I want to be me, but
yeah.
Like that, I don't know, the way that he says or does things or reacts, I see myself. I'm like, hey, like I do that, and I've never fully realized it until recently when I showed this concert to one of my friends, Hannah, who's amazing. Love her. She's great. We're sitting there watching it, and she got the biggest smile like halfway through the first song and turns to me and goes, she calls me Bart, long story. Anyway, she's like, Bart, I love this so much because it's you.
Whoa.
And I was like, I got chills, and I got so happy that she said that because like, for the first time somebody given like words to that actual compliment of like, okay, like I've seen myself in him, but like now I know that like I'm not crazy because somebody else said that they see me in him, and I'm like, that's really cool. And like just the way that he was making music in this atmosphere and reacting as it's happening, she was like, that's you, that's what you like, I see that with you and your music and you and your personality and life and like stuff. And I was like, man, like so validating to be like, yeah, I don't want to be John Bellion. I'm not trying to be John Bellion.
No.
But I love and respect that man and like what he's built and what he's done. And like, and I see myself in him and the way that he interacts with people and talks to people and respects people and makes music. And the way that he does that, I'm like, I'm seeing myself go into that, and I love it. And so to have somebody else see that was like the coolest thing for me. So, yeah.
You know who else it reminds me of? Jacob Collier.
Dude, I love Jacob Collier.
And I'll be real, acquired taste for me at first.
Yeah.
But as I realized what he did and the magic behind like his mind, it's nuts.
He's a genius.
And so I think it ties into that, right? Like him, John Bellion, you.
that's a crazy company to put me next to, but hey, why not? I'll appreciate it.
No, but that's cool, man. I think that's cool that like you've had those experiences and that's what's driving you as well to a certain extent. Like maybe not fully, but it's like you've seen that part of like what your interests are with music and you're like, that's what I want to be. I think that's what pushes us, right? Yeah. It's like I've seen people around me association, right? Our association is like the biggest thing and like what they've been able to achieve. I'm like, I know I can do that.
Yeah.
I want to do that. Show me how. Right. And it's cool to be with those type of people and then be like, yeah, here you go. Of course I don't do it the exact same way, right? Whatever it be, but with my own little Adam Taylor flair to it, which is what we need to be, right? We need to be ourselves.
Absolutely.
So I think that's cool.
Yeah.
I love that, man.
I could also go on a whole tangent that still relates to John Bellion, but like more individual for the people and for myself. He has one lyric in a song called Stupid Deep, and it's the opening line, and it's a question, and it's, what if who I hoped to be was always me? And I could talk about that line, and that is embroidered on my chest, like forever. You know, that is who I am in a nutshell, of like, and who I strive to be, meaning who I hope to be as an individual in this very moment is always me. I'm not, and it's not bad necessarily to like have your hero be who you are in 5 years or 10 years, and you're looking down the road for that. But like, if you're going to put one foot in the future, you better be keeping one foot in the living room.
Yeah.
You know? And it's like, who I hope to be in this very moment is me through and through. Even if I'm at a low, even if I'm at a high, I want to be me. And like, and I'm happy to be at a low because I'll get to a high. And because I know who I am, I know my relationship with my Lord and my God and whatever that is for you and whatever you believe in. But like, I know my relationship with, for me, Jesus Christ. And like, that's where I'm okay being at a low, okay being at a high. Who I hope to be is always me, and I hope others could like recognize that and be okay with being them in that moment. And that's, I could go on forever talking about that one line. And so it relates to John Bellion, but that's like just as a frame of mind, what if who I hoped to be was always me?
Talk about laying down some bars, man. Dang. No, but I love that. I think this life is all about that, right? I think we're all looking for acceptance when really the only one we need acceptance from is ourselves.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we don't need...
And some beautiful things can happen once you do.
Oh, absolutely. And I think we have inflow in that too.
Yeah.
But the best our lives are is now, meaning we are happiest when we recognize ourselves for who we are. Yeah. Instead of not just who we hope to be, which we should always strive for that, right? A great leader in our church, Elder Uchtdorf, had a great, great lesson that he spoke on this about the forget-me-not flower. Mm. And in really, really interesting things he talks about, he gives different areas of things. But one of the things he does mention is we should not be striving like Willy Wonka or like Charlie, right? Yeah. Trying to simply go for that golden ticket in life.
Yeah.
We shouldn't just be saying, oh, I'll be happy when I get here. I'll be happy when I get here. I'll be happy when I get here. Because
you'll get there and you'll just say that about the next thing.
It will never come.
Yeah.
And I don't mean that to sound negative, but there's two pieces of this. There's the acceptance, but there's the continual growth that you, yes, still strive for those things. Be a dreamer. Think about those things. You should.
Yeah.
Don't feel down because you have these audacious goals. Strive for them. But be happy with where you are.
Yeah.
It's that you need a foot, like you said, in the present and the here and now. Enjoy where you're at. But then always strive to be better in the future.
Yeah.
because and it's tough.
For sure.
It's tough.
Yeah, it's not an easy thing to do, and I find myself constantly needing a reminder of, hey, who I hope to be is who I am in this moment, right? And like, especially in the low moments, that's when it's toughest to be like, this is who I hope to be, you know?
Well, because once again, we're hard on ourselves.
Absolutely.
We have those moments, and it's like, gosh, come on, you idiot. Like, get your crap together. But then it's also, no, you know what? You're trying.
Yeah.
It's all that matters. And so I think, you know, wrapping this up, like, be okay with where you're at. You may be going through some hard times. We all do.
Yeah.
And, you know, take the right steps. We don't talk a ton about this, but, you know, if you do need to see a therapist, see a therapist.
Yeah.
Like, mental health is important. Talk to your loved one about it. For me, that's Steph and I talk all the time, right? Like, it's her and me through everything. So to speak, we are each other's therapists, if you will. And that may or may not be healthy, whatever. But we help each other through those hard times. But be okay with who you are. What if who I hope to be was always me? Because it is always you.
Yeah.
And so remember that you are enough. God does not make junk. We are all worth it. And you may be having a hard day. And I hope if you hear this that you know that you're worth it. You're cared for. May not feel that way. Yeah. But your life is worth it. We're all worth it. And let's keep moving, right? Let's keep moving. Let's keep growing. Let's keep running. Because that's what life's all about, is enjoying the journey and just making it work and making it count.
Yeah. Be who you are.